connect.
I'm in need of an audio check, please. Abel Fox, this is Abel Fox 5. We have a target, but you have to be patient.
This is Kilo 3, Delta, Oscar, November. You're coming through fine, loud and clear. Over.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. W3TDH, standing by.
K3DLN, standing by.
Okay, good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. We'll be getting started here just right at pretty much 8 o'clock, I think. I think we're going to have a short group tonight. Everyone is in Ohio, probably, for Hamvention. So we'll see how many folks we get. We've got a nice little group here so far, so thanks, everybody, for joining us. And if you're here, I'm assuming that you're not in Ohio. If you are, please let us know when you check in or when it comes your turn for comments. And if anyone is in Ohio, I would love to have a report on the kinds of things that are going on and the folks that you're meeting and the things you're learning and that kind of stuff, forums. And there's so much great stuff going on there. So let us know if that's the case. If not, we'll get started here in about 2 minutes. AB3WG, all stations stand by.
Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Mike November, listening.
Okay, good evening again. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Let's wait another minute. And as I said before, it's probably going to be a short net tonight. I think most folks are at Hamvention, so it's probably not going to be a big group tonight, but I thank everybody for checking in. So stand by. Let's give it another minute, and then we'll get started. AB3WG, stand by. Okay, let's get this thing going here. Again, AB3WG, my name is Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on the MDC Section EchoLink Conference. We hold the conference third Friday of each month right here on the WASH underscore DC conference server. And speaking of the WASH underscore DC conference bridge, I'd like to thank John Creel, who hosts our conference each month. Thank you, John, WB3GXW. And I would like to go to John at this time for any comments. John Creel, thank you, sir, and best wishes to you for a great week coming up. Thanks for everything you do for us here in the MDC section. Any thoughts, please, sir? WB3GXW. Okay, we'll try John again. Is there anyone checked in on the WB3GXW conference bridge other than current folks? Okay, very good. Well, as always, we thank John Creel for hosting us. So I've got a couple things I want to go over real quick, and then we'll get some comments from folks. We'll call our other conference linked repeaters here. We have KA2J AI system. We've also got WA3DZD, and who else do we have? That's all I'm seeing right now. So, and then, of course, we have W3FDK as well. So those folks stand by, and we'll get to you, and then you can call your stations as necessary. All right, so this past week I sent a section news out. That went out late Wednesday or Tuesday night, and so that should be in your inbox if you're a league member. Don't forget, it's also posted on the MDC page on the ARRL website. You do not have to be a league member to get that information. I would encourage everyone to go to the MDC site. If you don't know how to get to that, on the league homepage, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a search box. You put in MDC and click search. There's a link. It'll come up on the left-hand side. You click that, and you'll come to our specific MDC site. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a download section. And in there, you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff, including the section news for April and the section news for May. It's got all the reports in there, everything that all the reports that I get from the traffic manager, the section emergency coordinator. There's Skywarn report in there. The TMARC report's in there. All the upcoming hamfests are in there. My musings are in there. And all kinds of other great information. So please do check that out, Break. Okay, so that's the section news. Then we also held our first, what I'm going to call our general staff meeting with everyone other than the MCOM folks. I'm going to plan a meeting with those folks in the month of June coming up here in the next couple weeks. I'll send out an email kind of checking with our ECs on what day and time would be good to chat with those folks on a Zoom meeting. I want to get all of those folks together as I did the other folks on the general side of the house. So we discussed some things. I learned some things that the folks are working on. We had a great report from our public information coordinator and some of the other folks that work with us here in the MDC section. So I'm really anxious to get the MCOM folks together, find out what's going on. We've got a lot to talk about, the SETs coming up and some other stuff. So there's a lot to talk about. I'm really excited to get those folks together on a Zoom meeting. So that's coming up next month, Break. Okay, also, if you are a League member, I really encourage you to go to the League website, log into your account, and please take the member survey that they have on the homepage of the ARRL site, ARRL.org site. And this is regarding a dues increase and most likely a change in how member benefits will be distributed. And I'm thinking mostly that's going to revolve around the magazines, how the magazines are distributed to members. I don't have any details on this, guys. If I did, I would share it. I haven't really heard anything from the League folks. And we didn't have a meeting with those folks because due to hamvention. So the next meeting, we'll probably find out a little bit more. But I really encourage you to take that survey. I did it May 1st when they first put that survey out. It doesn't take very long. It's very informative. They ask some really pertinent questions. I thought it was very well put together and really encourage everybody to do that. So that's the ARRL member survey. Break. Okay, and the last thing I would mention, and this all this information that I'm giving here is in the section news. The next HamFest that's coming up will be on the 28th, and that's sponsored by the Maryland FM Association at the Howard County Fairgrounds. That's always a great event. It's one of my favorite HamFests to go to. It's a beautiful facility. It's always a great event. So we're really looking forward to that. Please, if you are at that event, feel free to stop in. I'll be at a table in one of the buildings there. And at least I hope to be. I do need to confirm that, but I'm pretty sure they're always very gracious on having a League table, so I'm sure that'll be the case again. And so please do stop in, say hi. If I haven't met you, please feel free to introduce yourself. And I love chatting with people and meeting folks at the HamFest. I have some new stuff that I ordered, some new manuals and an operating manual and FCC stuff. And so I got some new swag coming. I did order more of those little band charts that everybody loves. So I'll have a fresh stack of those for everybody as well. All right, let's take a quick break. We've got a bunch of other folks checked in here. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Stand by, and then we'll get to our linked repeaters right after we do anyone from the section staff, if I can find anyone. So thanks, everybody. Stand by. AB3WG, this is the MDC Section EchoLink Conference. Okay, very good. I hope that's time for everything to reset. Let's see who I can find from the section staff. W3YVQ is here. And I see one of our ECs is here. Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead straight away to let's try John Creel again. John, are you on the conference? Okay, no worries. Let's go straight to W3YVQ. Father Al, thank you for attending our meeting last week, I think it was. And Father Al is the section traffic manager. Always a pleasure working with him and all the folks that work with Father Al on our manual nets and our digital nets and MDC and MDD and all of those nets. W3YVQ, Father Al, go ahead, sir.
Okay, good evening all. Hope everyone had a great Mother's Day. And the end of the month is looming, and then we have to start thinking about field day. But in the meantime, we're still looking for liaisons to check into the Maryland Emergency Phone Net daily at 6 p.m. The pre-net is at 5:30, in order to be available to handle message traffic going to new hams and existing addressees in the amateur world or in the public in their respective jurisdictions. Otherwise, your folks who are newly licensed in your county will be getting phone calls from somebody halfway across the state who may or may not know where your local repeaters and club meetings, et cetera, might be taking place. So we'd certainly appreciate having some HF activity to be present daily for that traffic. It also provides the health and welfare local interface for disaster communications when the section is activated to get welfare traffic around the state and out of the state or into the state as the case warrants. Without liaisons to handle the traffic into the local jurisdictions, many fewer people have to do many more jobs. 730-W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. Always appreciate the work that you do for the MDC section. And so let's, at this time, I'm not seeing anyone else from the section staff that I recognize other than one of our ECs, Tom. Stand by, we'll get to you shortly, sir. Okay, let's go ahead to some of our linked repeaters, and the first one I'm seeing is Kilo Tree Oscar Romeo Bravo, that's Ocean City. So let's have K3ORB check in, give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
Hey, good evening, Chris and the rest of the net. This is K3WOC calling on behalf of the K3ORB UHF repeater here in the Ocean Pines area with the Worcester Radio Group. We'll go ahead and pause now for any stations that are listening here on the repeater tonight. We would love for you to check in to the MDC EchoLink section-wide net. We'll pause now for you. Go ahead, all callers. We're standing by.
Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Whiskey X-ray.
Kilo Charlie 3, United Charlie Quebec.
Kilo 3, Delta Charlie Romeo.
Excellent. Sounds great so far, guys. Nice little group tonight. I just wanted to start with a little bit of news about the Worcester Radio Group. We did pick our field day spot for field day this year, 2023. We are going to be located right in the heart of downtown Berlin this year. So anybody that happens to be coming down to the beach this summer, if you would like to visit us for field day, we would love to have you. We are going to be right next to the fire company. That's the firehouse on Main Street in Berlin. We're going to be getting started setting up stations around noon. So if anybody would like to come on out and say hello, please feel free to do so. And with that, that's really all we have for club news. Looking forward to an excellent summer. So let's go ahead to the list of check-ins here, starting with our friend Don here in Ocean Pines, KC3SWX.
KC3SWX. Good evening, Mark, everybody else on the net. Currently sitting here working the HF bands. Things are a little rough tonight. However, I did work New Zealand on 10 meters probably about 45 minutes ago. Having some fun just crawling around the bands,
listening to this net, logging in on QRZ, DX Summit, just having good old-fashioned ham fun. KC3SWX, back to net.
Hey, roger, roger there, Don. Thanks for those comments, man. Great to hear you out there tonight, and good luck on the HF activities here this weekend. And thanks for the note about DX Summit, too. I haven't heard about that website until you mentioned it the other day, so I'm looking forward to scoping that out. Next up on the list here is Chris over there in Newark, Maryland, KC3UCQ.
Evening, Mark, and everybody else on the net. Not much here. We're remodeling. Busy all week, and it took a couple days off. That's about it. Have a great evening. This is KC3UCQ. Back to net control.
Most excellent there, Brian. Thank you so much again for checking in. Good to hear you out there tonight. Hopefully I'll catch up with you later on this weekend as well. Next up on the list is Chris all the way out there in Salisbury, Maryland tonight, checking in via Echo Link tonight, K3DCR.
Hey, good evening, everybody on the net. This is Kilo 3, Delta Charlie Romeo. Just want to report that we had an interesting week. The 4-H Club project that I've been working on, we had the kids come in. Four kids, maybe five, and a couple of parents. And interestingly enough, the parents passed, and one of the kids passed. They got their tech license. So that's my whole theory. If you can get mom and dad involved in ham radio along with the kids, then they're probably more likely to stick with it. And the kids who didn't pass, they're going to try again in June, study a little bit harder and come back and hopefully they'll get their tech license. So that's the big story with us, and we're pretty happy about it. So that's all I have. Back to the net.
Hey, much appreciate everything you do there, Chris, for the club and for the 4-H club as well. That was a great night. Always good to see some interested young folks into the hobby. So appreciate all you do there, my friend. You guys enjoy the weekend, and that's all we have here for check-ins tonight. So we'll go ahead and pass it back to net control. Mr. Chris here, thanks for all you do as well, Chris, for the MDC section. AB3WG, this is K3WOC, signing off.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much to all the folks on the ORB machine. Appreciate that. Let's go next to the KA2JAI linked repeater. Give us your comments and call your stations, please. KA2JAI.
KA2JAI. Echolink. So I'll throw in a piggyback onto Al W3YVQ's old comments about he needs people and to help out on METN, and those that have 80 meters can do that. And actually, if you have time, also the BTN could use some extra folks. Baltimore is on the 146.67 repeater at 6:30 every evening, and this is where you can practice getting some radiograms, practice being net control station. We need a few of those, and it's really nice to take the radiograms that Father Al was talking about, then deliver it to the people that are new hams. So there's a few radiograms that come every month or so, and so it's really good to talk to the new people coming in, and it's very satisfying. All right, with that, on the repeater, we got three pre-check-ins. We got KB3KWT, Paul, who's has no comments, and we also have N3WF, Ron, with no comments, and we have W3RDE, Dave. Please stand by. I'll see if anyone else wants to check in, and we'll start calling for comments. So, any check-ins?
K2JAI.
Okay, we got edit, K2JAI, Mike. All right, so we'll start comments with W3RDE. Dave, your comments.
Well, thank you. This is Dave, W3RDE, sometimes known as Camera Dave, and happy good evening to everybody. The only little thing I want to toss out to the group is the Hamvention in Dayton has their own website, of course, but they're also streaming content that you can go and check out yourselves. If you want to watch live streams of some of the forums that they're doing there, they did quite a few today, doing quite a few tomorrow. So there may be something there that may be of interest to you. Go to hamvention.org, hamvention.org. Also, on the League website, the League is also linking to the very same content. So you could go either to the League website or go directly to hamvention.org, see if there's something there that might interest you. And with that, I'll toss it back to the group. This is Whiskey 3 Romeo Delta Echo.
This is the end.
Okay, Dave, thanks for that info. Much appreciated. This is N3SQC, and next on the list is KA2JAI Mike. Your comments, sir.
Good evening, Chris and Don and everyone. As often is the case, the day after this net, we are having our monthly dairy meeting. We'll be at the EOC in person for this one for the UN Burn. And this time we're going to be checking out our Go Kit. Making sure that everything is there that we need and that people are familiar with them. And I'm looking forward to the upcoming AMFIS Memorial Day. Back to Net Control, this is KA2JAI.
Thanks, Mike. Good update there. So that's very good. So last call for any check-ins on 805, and I don't see anyone on the Echolink side, so if you're on the KA2JAI-R, give a holler. Please go now.
KA2JW.
Whiskey 3, November, India. Nothing to report.
Okay, so I've got KA2JW. Your comments, and Tom, N3NI. All right, nothing to report. I got that. So we'll go to KA2JW. Over.
KAJW, John, maritime mobile, but pedestrian mobile here in the neighborhood. Just want to say good evening to all and note to Tom that one power supply, the other switcher is beyond repair. We've got 10 different things wrong with it. So I'll get that back to you, Tom. And we'll look forward to listening in on the, maybe participating tomorrow and checking out the Go Kit. Okay, and Jed, I'll be back to next.
Okay, thank you, John. All right, last call for any other check-ins, and then I'll hand it back to our section manager.
KB3MXM.
AB3, oh boy. WG. Oh, boy. Why am I missing that? All right. Hey, thanks, Chris, for all your help. And this is N3FPC. Back to Net Control.
Okay, very good. And I did just hear our ARRL Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty, check in. So let's immediately go to, there he is on the listing. Very good. Welcome, KB3MXM. Marty, it's a joy to have you here. And I'm going to guess that you're either in Ohio or at home. So let us know where you're at. If you're in Ohio, give us a report and any other comments. KV3MXM, Atlantic Division Vice Director.
Okay, Chris, thanks a lot. Well, I'm on the air. I don't know if I'm in Ohio, but I'm on the air. Hey, you know, I've been having a lot of fun recently. The bands have just been just phenomenal sometimes and horrible the next, but when they're really good, they're really good. Solar cycle is here. So now we've got the opportunity to do some more volunteer on the air contacts and a lot of things happening around the Atlantic Division. So I'm looking forward to maybe running into all of you at next field day. I mean, next Hamfest, and hopefully here in a field day or somewhere in a field day. And from the headquarters side, the a lot of the staff at Hamvention, lots of meetings going on, and I think the most significant is what's happening as far as new improvements that we see coming up with amateur radio. You know, I find it interesting that there's always something for everybody. Like, before you go out and get that general license, if you're a technician, or before you get that extra license, why don't you learn that CW? Because you've got opportunities in the 80-meter band, just to mention, on CW. So you can help the folks with traffic handling. So another skill to learn. Thank you very much, Chris. It's one and done for me this evening. Thank you all. Be safe, be well, and be on the air.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marty. Great to hear from you, and thanks for joining us here on the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Conference. Always a pleasure. All right, let's go next to another one of our linked repeaters, and this is going to be the Frederick repeater, W3FDK. Please give us your comments and call your stations, please. W3FDK.
I'm not sure if anybody's here that normally runs this net, but I will take it on. This is W3R on the W3FDK repeater. If anybody out there wants to make any comments to the Maryland DC Section Net, please come back to W3R. Apparently one station that was not holding the repeater is trying to come in. Other than that, I have no comments, so I'll pass it back to the net, W3R.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Let's next go to the WA3DZD machine, and let's have your comments and call your stations, please. WA3DZD. All right, let's go ahead and try this again for WA3DZD. It looks like we're having one of our connected repeaters is having some issues. Let's try again. WA3DZD, your comments and call your stations, please. Okay, AV3WG, my name is Chris. This is the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Conference. We'll try that linked repeater again in a bit. All right, let's go next to our regular check-ins. Let's see, we'll start, let's go to KC3OQP, Jeff, and handles a lot of public service events for the Anne Arundel Group. Thank you for all the work you do for us, Jeff, and give us your comments, any help that you may need in some of the upcoming events. KC3OQP.
Okay, hopefully this is working. There we go. I wasn't sure how to work the PC. I just got it downloaded on this computer. So upcoming events, I have one event this week on June 3rd. It's at Downs Park in Pasadena. The Friends of Downs Park have invited the Anne Arundel Radio Club along with the Maryland Mobile Ears out there to set up a table. I know, Chris, you said you were going to try to be down there. I'll have a couple other guys there. One guy will be demonstrating parks on the air. I will have a GOTA station set up. So if anybody wants to see what we do and everything, so I'll have that set up. Also, I have a six-hour run. I want to say it's June 22nd. If I will know before the next section, EchoLink Net, and I will get with Chris about that. I'm looking for at least four people for 2 hours at three shifts that day, because it's 6 hours. I don't want everybody to be out there for 6 hours. Last year I had one guy stay all day, and it was a little too much for him. Another thing is, last week I went down to Calvert County to K3CAL and gave a little presentation on public service and talked to them because they want to get involved in their community more. So that went well. I know they'll be contacting me to come down there and help them get started in that. And unfortunately for field day, I will not be down here on Saturday. Normally I hit all three clubs that I belong to, but I will actually be in Cumberland all day. So I might stop in on that one and just wave a hand at them and check their club out. But I'll be up there on family business, so I think that's about all I got for tonight, Chris. Thanks again for doing the net, and it was always good to hear Marty on the radio.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Hopefully that was enough time to let everything reset. Let's go ahead next to WA3MNN. This is I have iPhone user, so if you'd like to check in, give us some comments. WA3MNN, please.
Okay, good evening. This is John, WA3MNN. I am actually out at Tamvention. I'll be heading back home after the final prize drawing on Sunday. And the weather was very good today, not too bad. I do wear the sunscreen, so and I'll probably be doing the same thing tomorrow and Sunday, so they're having good weather out here. And since I'm the trustee for the Maryland FM repeater, the Jessup repeater, 7-6, I've logged into the controller remotely from here and did the Echolink connection from our repeater to the Wash DC conference server. And Chris, as for the Maryland FM Hamfest, yes, you will have a table all to yourself for the section and the league to use. So you'll be in Exhibition Hall number 1. It looks like the weather's going to be favorable for us for that Hamfest. So I hope to see a bunch of people there. 73, this is WA3MNN from actually in Middletown, Ohio is where I'm located.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. That's good to know. I'm really looking forward to getting up there and working that event with everyone. It's always a great event, and really looking forward to that. Thank you very much for the information and your comments tonight. All right, let's see. Let's go down to WX3F. Larry, your comments tonight. Thanks for checking in. WX3F.
Good evening. This is WX3F, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm out here in Ohio attending the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia at a campsite here, and I was just listening to the net here on the phone, and it was nice to hear everybody nice and clear. Other than that, yeah, I'll be heading out of here Sunday and getting back to Carroll County. I might as well let you know, on Saturday, June 3rd, we're doing a exercise with the Carroll County Health Department. It's a semi-annual event we do every year. And then on June the 17th, Saturday, June 17th, we're going to be doing an exercise with the Red Cross Communications people. I don't know what their official title is. But anyhow, it's going to be interesting, that one too. So a couple things coming up from the Carroll County ARS Races Group. And enjoying the good weather out here in Ohio. And back to you. This is WX3F. Over.
Okay, great. Thanks, Larry, for checking in from Ohio. Hope you're having a great time out there. I envy you guys out there. Maybe next year. I probably shouldn't admit this publicly, but I've actually never been to Hamvention. So I'm well overdue to go, and now that I'm a section manager, it's probably mandatory for me to go. I've already had people bug me about it, and I really, really would like to get out there and do that, so hopefully next year I can get out there. So have a great time out there, everyone who's there. Appreciate you checking in from there. All right, let's go ahead to Kilo 3 Hotel Golf. This is Alex. Thank you for checking in tonight on the MDC Section EchoLink Conference. K3HG, your comments, please.
K3HG, this is Alex from Harford County, Aries Races. I want to say good evening. Thanks, Chris, for running the net. From our registration campaign we had last 2 weeks ago, we picked up three new members and are looking for more, and we plan on having a full field day over the weekend, last weekend in June. It'll take place at the Harford County Emergency Operations Centers outside in their field. So that's all I have. Enjoy the nice weather in 73.
All right, very good. Thank you. And moving down the list, it's already almost quarter of, so I'll try to speed this up. Let's go to WI3J. Stu, your comments, please.
Good evening, one. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, and thank you there, Chris. And, Jeff, appreciate that tip there, hamvention.org. I'm going to check that out. I was watching some YouTube videos today, some streaming videos, and those are pretty good. And, you know, kind of attend the hamvention virtually. So there you go. All righty, 73. Back to you there, Chris. Thanks for letting me in here. Take care. Back to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Stu. Appreciate that. Let's go next to W3ICF. Philip, your comments, please.
Good evening, Chris. W3ICF here. You don't know how much it's my pleasure to hear the voices and the calls of so many of these hams that I've worked with in the past. No disrespect to the new ones, but it is a real pleasure when you get to be my age and still see so many of the old-timers still out there. And I didn't get to go to Dayton this year, but hopefully next year it'll be a better chance. So back to net control, W3ICF, Monrovia, Maryland.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, maybe I'll see you there. Let's make that a plan. All right, let's next go to Kilo 3 X-Ray India Tango, and this is Will. Good evening. Your comments, please.
Good evening, all. This is Will, and I'm enjoying the net tonight. It's really good to see the section in such good shape. I don't have anything particular to add tonight, so I'll just continue listening and wish you all a good night and a great week. This is K3XIT.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Let's next go to Kilo Bravo 8, November Uniform Foxtrot. This is Tim in Oakland. Good evening. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, everybody. That's Kilo Bravo 8, November Uniform Fox. And first thing I wanted to say was good evening, Al. Speak to him fairly frequently on the 80-meter traffic net. Coming for you from extreme western Maryland. And I also am envious of the people in that are out in Ohio at the Hamvention. Last time I visited that was probably, I think it was 1994 or 95. Really wanted, every year I want to try to do it, but it just seems to, between trying to get this time off and from work and everything, just doesn't seem to correlate. First time I think is actually being on this particular net. Don't do EchoLink very much. As a matter of fact, I had to re-download the app for this evening's net. Got the email email. I thought, well, it'd be a good time to get to check in. Also up here in Garrett County, we are going to be also having our field day at the site that we normally have it at up in Vinegar, Maryland. And anybody that would like to stop by, you can always, we usually try to put it on the map so that you can look that up and stop on by. Other than that, I'll say 73. This is KB8NUF. Back to net.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. I got that email I sent out to league members late, so I apologize for that. Let's take a break right now. I want to remind everyone to make sure you're keeping your comments relatively short. We've had a lot of timeouts pending here in the comments section, so please be cognizant of that. Let's take a break. We'll come right back and finish up. There's several people I haven't gotten to yet, so stand by. We'll take a break. AB3WG, MDC Section, EchoLink Conference. Stand by. Okay, very good. Hopefully that's everybody's reset there. Let's go next to Kilo Delta 4 India Zulu. Jack, your comments tonight, please. Okay, yeah, we didn't get any audio on Kilo Delta 4 India Zulu. Apologize for that. Perhaps we'll try again later. All right, let's go next to my good friend K3DON. Don, your comments tonight, K3DON.
Good evening to everyone on here. And the folks that were having trouble with their audio, it's probably the microphone. I had that problem myself and had to get fix the mic. I had to put it on the correct microphone in order for it to work. So you might check the microphones. I will hopefully be going to the MS Chesapeake Challenge event, which is the two-day bicycle event, June 16, 17, and 18. We go down on the 16th, and the event starts Saturday morning, the 17th and 18th. So I'm looking forward to that. And other than that, that's about it for me for now. I'll turn it back to Net Control.
All right, very good. Thank you. Let's head next to Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform Lima X-Ray. And this is Ryan. Your comments tonight, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go to Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, tell us how it's going in Bowie with the new club. And any other comments, please. N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, sir. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, here in Bowie. Things are going quite well. We have some public activities that we're going to be involved in. We're going to be involved in the Bowie Memorial Day Parade as a part of the parade. That's in the last Saturday, I believe, in May. We do have a confirmed place at the Bowie Fest activity on Saturday, the June the 3rd, that's been confirmed, and we have a Matter of fact, we have two sites, so we have room to spread out a little bit. And we also have began talking to set up a field day station here in the buoy, in the very prominent section of buoy just off of Route 450 in Maryland. And look forward to that. We think there'll be no problem with that. So things are moving well. The club is growing. And we're also able to support the hospitals around in the area with the rest of the PG County Aries folk. So everything else is doing well. Thanks for letting us jump in there, Chris, and you have a very blessed day.
Okay, great. Thank you, Milford, for that report. And one thing that you folks are mentioning that's really helping me, I should mention, if you're planning your field day site, please do not forget to go to the league website and update the field day, the map, the location map. And I probably need to get that in the section news at some point. I believe it's relatively easy to do that, but please, it's very important for folks and clubs to do that so that we know where you're at, and we can, the folks that are going out, myself and probably Jim Montgomery will be going out this year, and maybe some other folks from the section staff. So please update your site. It's easy for us to use that as a guide, and we can find you and come out and visit your site, so it's really helpful. All right, AB3WG, this is Chris for the NBC Section Echo Link Conference. We have one more person I want to hear from, and then I think that's going to be about it. So stand by. Okay, very good. Let's go. Last person I have on my list should be KC3 Tango Lima Oscar. Don, your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, all. This is Don, Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar, and I'm enjoying seeing the different things that I can find on the net for in Dayton. That's about all I've got for tonight. 7-3s to everyone. Have a great week. Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar, back tonight.
Okay, very good. And next, thank you very much for the reminder. And you guys don't know how difficult it is to keep track of all these names moving up and down all the time on this EchoLink system. W3TDH, Tom, thanks for being one of our ECs. I'm very anxious to speak with all of you guys probably next month, as I mentioned earlier in the conference. W3TDH, go ahead, please.
Well, I have two things for you. One is, I think it was on the Frederick repeater, when the guys said they looked at a power supply and it just not repairable. Well, if that power supply is for use in go kits, which is what he was talking about just before that, he might get in touch with my call sign at the league address, W3TDH@ARRL.net, because I may have one if it's worth digging for it, that might help him out. That's item one. And item two is, if you are going to put your field day site on the map, the people up in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont had some problems 3 years ago with somebody trying to go to the map sites to steal things. Now, they were caught, but make sure you don't neglect to have somebody staying overnight if equipment is to be left on the site Friday night or something like that. Make sure you find somebody who can stay on the site and keep an eye on things. That's all I have for you. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, very good, Tom. Thanks very much for mentioning that. And be aware, as Tom mentioned, on your field day sites, one of the primary, probably the primary thing we focus on the section staff is safety. You all should have safety officers as part of your field day crew. You need to mark your cables and wires so to prevent the number one issue, the injury issue on field day. Everybody knows what it is, right? It's tripping. You guys already know that. That's a quiz question that sometimes we ask. It's very common. Please be cognizant of that. Mind your generators, and as Tom mentioned, please make sure your site is secure at all times. All right, with that, is there anyone I missed or anyone that did not get a chance to speak? Your calls now, please.
M3XL.
Back. All right, let's go to N3XL, and do mind your push to talk. Make sure you're completely disconnected, and we've had a number of issues tonight, so thanks GXW and the other folks in the background for helping us out tonight. N3XL, please.
Good evening. Thank you, Chris, and everybody on the net tonight. I'd like to mention that the MDC section Winlink Vera AC challenge is coming up. Will run from 8 through 12 June. Will involve the transmission of a National Weather Service forecast map files. And if you'd like to be added to the distribution list for the information on these challenges, send a request to MDCWinLink-1. That's all one word, tactical address, MDCWinLink-1 on Winlink. And 3XL, back to net control. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, very good. And speaking of MDC Winlink, don't forget the section Winlink test happens each month on second Tuesday, and there's a specific format for that. You can send your check-in message to MDCWinLink-1, and then there's another line that goes in the text portion of the message, and that information is available online, I believe, on the league website. So don't forget that. All right, is there anyone else I missed? AB3WG, MDC Section Echolink, anyone else I missed, please? Okay, very good. Let's go WB3GXW. John, if that's you, I didn't get you earlier. Can I get WB3GXW, please?
3GXW, you found me. All is good. I would like to chat with N3WYG immediately following the net. I'll keep it short. Other than that, all is good. Everybody, please be safe. And if you have audio issues, make sure you go to the Echo Test server to check your audio settings. Actually, it's a good idea to do that on a somewhat regular basis, just to make sure. That's all I got. Net control. We had a very good turnout tonight. I think a maximum of 26 connections to the conference server. We had a lot more stations than that because stations connected stations. That's all I got. Good night. 73s. God bless America. Be safe. WP3GXW Claire.
Okay, very good, John. Thanks as always. And I know there's a couple other sysops in the background that have been helping us out tonight, so thank you all very much for your help. It's very helpful for me to have you guys intervene when necessary, and I do appreciate your help. It's not going unnoticed, so thank you. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We had a much better group than I thought we were going to have with Hamvention going on. So I look forward to hosting the net right here on the WB3GXW Conference Bridge next month, third Friday, 8 o'clock. Please join us then. Give us a report on Hamvention if you were there. I'd love to know how you fared there. And we'll see everybody next month. And thanks again. Have a great evening. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. I am the NBC section manager. Thank you and good evening.
N3WYG, this is WB3GXW, over.
WB3GXW, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. My name is Milford. I'm in Bowie.
Hi, Milford. Well, for some reason, handheld's not transmitting properly. So can we go to WB3GXW-L node, and I can work you there? That's WB3GXW-L. Over.
Yes, I will. I'll try and get to it. And WB3GXW-L. Give me a couple of minutes, and I'll be right there.
KC3MSE.
WB3GXW.
John, KC3MSE here. Over.
Ed.
John, this is KC3MSE Martin. You're breaking up there. Can you hear me?
Over.
That was WB3GXW. John, you just broke up. This is KC3MSE.
All right, let me try a different radio. How's this sound? Over.
Oh, that sounded clear. Lovely to hear from you. Kind of a surprise.
Roger that. Listen, I got to work somebody on the other node here. On GXW-L, if you want to join us over there, over.
I got that, John, no problem. I'm just down here in Ocean City, was surprised to hear you, thought I'd talk to you. Have a good evening, 73, bye-bye.
Okay, enjoy. I understand the weather's pretty good down there. Info from the door number 1, N3UXZ, correction, yeah, N3UXZ, door number 1. All right, take care, WB3GXW clear.
P3MSC clear.